Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Yo, what's happening, Buffalo Fanatics? It's your man, Rev, joining you guys again for another edition in a brand new episode of Rated Rev, brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics. Y'all, let's get it, baby. Let's get it popping. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so excited, baby. Let me know how you guys feel. You know how we do it every single week, every Wednesday night. I want to see you guys. Let me know where you're watching from. And I'm checking right now, and I see that my mic is not muted. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But yo, I am excited, baby. I hope you guys are ready, because we are about to get it on. This is the Buffalo Fanatics Network. And while all of you are watching and you're hopping in here right now, this is what I want you guys to do. Smash those likes. You already know how we do it, man. Smash those likes as you hop into the live show right now. And if you, by any chance, are not plugged in to the Buffalo Fanatics Network, do me this favor. I need you to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and turn on the bell notifications so that way you can stay up to date with everything related to the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Fanatics. We are bringing it to you live every week, baby. And I hope you guys are ready for it. This week is no different. This Wednesday night is going to be no different. You know how I do it. I'm going to bring the energy, baby, every week. And I want to see you guys right now. So where are you guys watching from? Oh, I've got Chris 716 coming in from Southside Buffalo. What's up, Chris? What's good? I've got my man Derek Richard coming in here from New York. You guys keep on letting me know where you're watching from. Oh, my goodness, guys. I hope you guys are excited and ready for another edition of Rated Rev. We're ready to talk about some Buffalo Bills football, because I have been waiting patiently all week to get a chance to chat it up with you guys. So let me know where you're watching from. Oh, okay. I've got Brian Adams from Kingman, Arizona. There you go. Western New York in the house with my man Seth Hingston. LBC from Jeff B. What's good? Stephen Shaw coming in from Cheektowaga. And he says, can't wait to be at this game. Yo, how many of you guys who are watching this live right now, either on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, are going to be at the game Monday night? Let me know if you guys are watching the game on Monday night. If you're going to be watching the game Monday night at Highmark Stadium, drop this in the chat. Say, I'll be there. That's what I want to know. I want to know who all is going to be there Monday night, because we need all of Bills Mafia. And I already know without a shadow of a doubt that this stadium is going to be jam-packed, full to the brim with crazy Buffalo Fanatics losing their minds as we welcome the Tennessee Titans to Highmark Stadium for the first time in a couple of years. Man, I can't wait for it. I wish that I was able to join you guys for the home opener. Unfortunately, I'm not, but I will be there with you all in spirit. You already know it. I'm going to be cheering on the Buffalo Bills just like you all are. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a great game. Scott Blakely in the house from Chicago. What's up, Scott, from Chi-Town? Richard Collin coming from Troy, New York. There we go. I've got my man Allen coming in from Lockport, New York. 716, baby, back at you. There we go. I've got some people coming in from New Jersey. C-Dub from New Jersey. Dover, Delaware from my man Randall Fogel. Man. Santa Cruz, California from Bobby Slaughter. Oh, yo. Central Florida from Richard. Was good, was good, was good. Hey. Man, who is ready for this game? Who is excited? Who is pumped up for this game? I hope you guys are as excited about it as I am. Yo, Aaron says he will be at the Applebee's in the Sayo. There we go, my man. Oh, Jeff Kizine, brother. It is always good to see you, my man. Grace and peace to you, my brother. God bless, man. Coming in from Auburn, New York. Oh, man. This is it, baby. This is it. This is it. We are here. And I'm here. Another edition of Rated Rev, brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics Network. Oh my goodness. Where else would you rather be, like Marvel even said, than right here, right now? Oh my goodness. It's a beautiful place to be. I say this quite often and I mean it. Every time I get the chance to be with you all, it is a tremendous blessing because, as I mentioned before, there's not a whole lot of Bills fans for my parts. I live in a household where my wife is a Cowboys fan, but my son is a Bills fan slash Cowboys. I'm bringing him on to the Buffalo Bills. You know what I'm saying? He every time he comes in, he's like, yo, Buffalo Bills. And I'm like, that's right, son. Then he goes on and say, go Cowboys. And I'm like, nah, I still got some work to do. So every time I get a chance to hop on with you all every week, every Wednesday night, it is a blessing for me because I have an outlet with so many of you Bills Mafia all around the world. Kudos to you all for watching, for tuning in right now to your man Rev here on a Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate you. You could be watching so many other great Bills content creators, but the fact that you're joining me right now means a whole lot, and I appreciate you because there would be no Rated Rev if it were not for you. Guarantee that and believe that. So, with all this being said, man, let's jump into tonight's show. Hope you guys like the little get up, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to switch it up tonight. I had to switch it up because I'm feeling a little preachy tonight, man. I feel a little preachy tonight. You know what? When I got started, I saw immediately before we even went live in the chat already. I'm talking about it, as soon as I dropped it. Look who's joining. Tennessee Titans Weekly. With the eyes, baby, with the eyes. Yeah, you guys better watch it. You guys better watch out. Watch out for these Bills because we coming for y'all. We coming for y'all. This is guaranteed to be a great game, no doubt. But I don't think it's going to be close. I honestly don't believe it's going to be close, okay? I don't think it's going to be close at all. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay, but tonight, you know we got to talk about it, man. Tonight, we are going to talk about this. You guys saw the thumbnail, right? The title of the show tonight. Why the Buffalo Bills will easily, and I mean easily, destroy the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. I should have said dismantle, because I believe it's going to be a complete dismantling of the Tennessee Titans. We're going to talk about that tonight. So I hope you guys are ready. Bills Mafia, come ready. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Titans in the chat. No doubt they're coming. No doubt they're going to come in. They're going to show themselves in the chat, for real. So we're going to be throwing some blows. But first of all, the first blow that's been thrown is by my man Scott Blakely coming in with a super chat. Scott Blakely, I appreciate you. He says, yo, gotta know from you and chat. Was KC that good or the Cardinals just that bad? If not the latter, then lie to me. You know what, Scott? I don't know, man. It's a good question. I'm not too sure, but you know, I'm never going to count out the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? Until I see signs of them falling off, I am not going to count them out. And so I am of the belief that they're that good. That, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as long as they still get Mahomes, they still have weapons, right? I get it. They don't have Tyreek Hill. I was one to believe that, and we'll see throughout the rest of the season, that the loss of Tyreek Hill was going to pay was going to be felt in the Chiefs. I believe that Juju Smith was not Tyreek Hill. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's not Tyreek Hill. Neither is Mecole Hardman or the rookie Sky Moore, okay? But they do have weapons, and I guess what this is forcing Mahomes to do is to spread the ball out. He's no longer able to focus solely on one man named Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. So now he's spreading the wealth a little bit more, which can potentially, is with Andy Reid, offensive genius, Eric Bieniemy, could make them even more potent because now you have more weapons to account for. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out as the season progresses. But don't count out the Kansas City Chiefs, not one bit. Okay? Because I do believe that they're going to be there. But the truth of the matter is they have a dog fight coming up Thursday night against the Los Angeles Chargers that I am excited to see because I believe that that division, the AFC West, is going to beat the living daylights out of themselves. They're going to beat the living daylights out of themselves. It's going to be a dog fight throughout the entire season between the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Raiders. I was going to say the Broncos, but after that boo-boo performance they put up Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks, that looked like garbage. I don't know. Nate Hackett is a head coach, so I don't know how much we can expect. I thought that they were going to be good. You know what I'm saying? They got Russell Wilson. They got weapons, but there's, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to talk about that later. Okay, but nevertheless, the AFC West is going to be a division that we need to keep our eyes on because it's going to come down to the wire, okay? And I've got another super chat by my man Dorian coming in. Dorian, hey, appreciate your super chat, but if you want to comment, go ahead and leave a comment, okay? Go ahead and put the comment down in the chat, and I'll make sure that I'll read it to you on air. Yo, what's up, D. Raleigh? Everything's good, baby. Hope everything's good with you guys. I know Tommy comes in and says, yo, Kyler ain't that dude either. I mean, he may not be. I mean, he's getting paid to be. We'll see. It's early in the year, right? It's early in the year, so I don't want to make any definitives just quite yet. But as we get ready to move on in the show, I've got some new segments that I want to drop for you guys today. Just a few. I've got more than a few, but I'm just going to drop a couple of them here today as we progress throughout the show. And number one, a brand new segment that I have is going to be called All Gas, No Breaks. All Gas, No Breaks. And what we're going to do in this segment is this is a rapid fire news headline edition, a rapid fire news headline segment called All Gas, No Breaks, where I am going to read one segment, rapid fire style, baby. The leading, what I believe to be one of the top headlines of the past week. Are you guys ready? I didn't bring my papers with me to act like I'm a news reporter, but it's all good. It's all good. Let me see if I can get this done. Here we go. If the Russell Wilson-led Denver Broncos being on the verge of an embarrassing loss on Monday Night Football to the Geno Smith-led Seattle Seahawks in a place Wilson called home for 10 NFL seasons wasn't bad enough, with the Broncos down 16-17 in the fourth quarter with 20 seconds to go facing a crucial 4th-and-5 play, new head coach Nathaniel Hackett said to his team and Broncos country, hold my beer, baby, electing to trot out kicker Brandon McManus on a 64-yard field goal attempt rather than the guy they invested in exorbitant amount, and I did say exorbitant, amount of resources to acquire with a stunning track record that features 32 fourth-quarter game-winning drives, who by the look of it, Monday night was about to make it his 33rd when he marched his team all the way down the field, converting on two, not one, but two third down attempts and a 4th-and-5 from the Seattle 46-yard line. Now, what happened next, you guys already know. No good, right? No good. Of course, kicker Brandon McManus missed a 64-yard field goal attempt. It was bound to happen. But do you know what else was bound to happen, ladies and gentlemen? In his head coaching debut with a super weird superstar quarterback in Russell Wilson under the bright lights of Monday Night Football, Nate Hackett, proved to us all that he just could not hack it. Pun intended. Let's ride. There we go, baby. That was the first installment and the first edition of, and you already know it. Say it with me, baby. All gas, no brakes. All gas, no brakes. Man, wasn't that an incredible, I don't necessarily call it incredible. That was a shocking finish to Monday Night Football. At work, we kind of got like a little bet going on. And we just kind of play a little bit of games. You know what I'm saying? We have picks throughout the entire season. And one of our picks, I mean, my pick, man, obviously Monday night, I was like, yo, there's no way in the world that Russell Wilson is going to lose to the Seattle Seahawks. That's just not going to happen. Not going to happen in a million years. Russell Wilson going back home to Seattle to face the team that he won a Super Bowl with, right, that just hasn't been able to cut it in the past several years. With loaded weapons on the Broncos, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, right? Noah Fant, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams running the ball. Defense that's stacked. I thought for sure that there was no way the Broncos would lose that game. And so I turn on my phone, cut on the score after I was on the smoke break with my man Z-Bot. Shout out to my man Z-Bot. And man, I'm looking at the score. I'm like, oh, yo, this game is far closer than I anticipated it being. And we saw the Denver Broncos look like hot garbage. I'm just gonna say they look like hot garbage. I don't know what in the world was going on. Too many fumbles in the red zone on the goal line. Matter of fact, fumble after fumble after fumble. It looked like the Seattle Seahawks came to play, but the Russell Wilson and his weird self was like, they just didn't show up. They didn't show up. They didn't show up until the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? And granted, I guess that's important too. But there is no way, there's no reason why that game should not have been a blowout in favor of the Broncos. But I guess that is the good thing about the NFL, right, is that there's parity in the league and there's no telling who's going to show up on any given Sunday, in this case, any given Monday. And apparently the Broncos did not show up as they should have, whereas the Seattle Seahawks, led by Geno Smith of all people, showed up and showed out. You know what's interesting, though, is that I was talking to Z-Bot last night on air. Well, not last night, the other night on air. I was like, yo, it's funny how Geno Smith is still in the league and is currently a starter, starting at quarterback, whereas E.J. Manuel, the guy that was drafted in the same year as Geno Smith, but this time in the first round, seems like he's been out of the league for forever. I thought that was kind of weird to me. It just seems like it's been so long since the E.J. Manuel years, but then here's Geno Smith trotting himself out as a starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks and pulls out a win against the Super Bowl winning Russell Wilson. That was interesting. I don't know, man. That's just me. I see Alan coming in and says, yo, Wilson wasn't used to that stadium noise against him. Maybe. That you may have a point there. I did notice that the defense of the Seattle Seahawks came up, man. That defense really, really showed out, man. They did their thing, no doubt. And so, anyway, we'll see what happens, man, throughout the season. I guarantee there's bound to be some games like that, right? Some trap games, maybe. Maybe that was a trap game for the Broncos. I don't know. Let's just hope, though, that it's not going to be a trap game for the Buffalo Bills against the Tennessee Titans, baby. That ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. But you know what is going to happen? Freddie J coming in with the super chat already. Says, love that Undertaker vibe you're giving to the Titans and company. Freddie, I appreciate you. I had to come, you know what I'm saying, as professional as possible. You know what I'm saying? I had to come suited and booted, as I say, for the show as we get ready to face the Tennessee Titans. And I wanted to get you guys amped up and ready to go, because this is going to be a game for all eyes to see. This is going to be a game for all eyes to see, man. CR comes in, yo. He says, I guess this came from Diggs. Yo, he says, I tell the guys in the locker room that I'm living my best life. Living my best life, man. No doubt. You have to. But you know what? As we move on in the show, I was going through some things, you know, as you kind of recap the week one in the National Football League. I've got to give a shout out to somebody. I've got to give a shout out to somebody, man. And that somebody is my man, Brian Daboll. I got to give a shout out to Brian Daboll, man. You know, the former OC of the Buffalo Bills, the brand new head coach, first year head coach of the New York Giants. I got to give my man, Brian Daboll, a shout out because he secured his first ever NFL head coaching victory this past Sunday as they defeated, guess who? The team who's going to march into Buffalo Monday night, the Tennessee Titans. But not only am I giving him a shout out for the victory, but man, I am giving my man Daboll a shout out for the dance that he put on. Yo, did you guys see that? I kind of want to share my screen, but I don't want to run into the issue that I've always been having with him. I mean, with my volume. But did you guys get a load of that? I thought that was so funny. Watching my man Daboll. I'm going to try it. And even if it doesn't play the audio, even if it doesn't play the audio, I want you all to take a look at least the video, man, because that to me was just something to see. I absolutely loved it. Here we go. Here is my man Brian Daboll. Let me see. Hold on. Let me start it over again. This is so funny. Let me know when you guys can see it. There we go. So here we have Brian Daboll after the victory that he secured against the Tennessee Titans. Look at him. Hey. Yeah, get it. Yo, my man Brian Daboll was getting it, man. Yo, he was like, yo, hey. I can't get mad at him, man. Yo, he was having a blast. And kudos to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Like head coaches, let them celebrate, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they put in a whole lot of work. This is the man's first stint ever as a head coach and his first victory. And no doubt the Giants were an underdog and they defeated the Tennessee Titans. And he deserves to celebrate with his team. And I loved every single minute of it. Kudos to my man, Brian Daboll, man. That was great. I loved it, man. Oh, guys, that was good. I give him a shout out, man. It's a good thing he's not playing the Bills because there would be no shout outs going out to Brian Daboll. None whatsoever. What did you guys think of his dance moves? I'm checking the chat right now. What did you guys think about his dance moves? I thought I saw somebody say something about it. Hold on, where's it at? Where's it? Hold on. Here it is. Here it is. CIO Daboll gets going with that move. There you go. Yo, he was getting it, man. He was getting it. Champ Harris says, yo, Daboll, one of the guys. I said, yeah, he's always been one of the guys. It's just good to see him now that he's running the show himself and he gets a chance just to cut loose, man. And I love that. I absolutely love that. Kudos to my man, Brian Daboll. Kudos to Brian Daboll. Moving on in the show. Do me this favor. I've got over 130 plus in this chat right now. Smash that like button while you're here. Go ahead and smash it. If there's 138, I'm counting 140 that I'm counting here in the show, there should be 140 likes. So go ahead and do me that favor and smash that like. And if you are not subscribed to the Buffalo Fanatics, click that subscribe button with the bell notifications on as well. Moving on the show, baby. Let's get it going. Let's get it popping. Segment number two. to is a brand new segment that I am calling First and 10. First and 10. And so what this segment is, First and 10 is an opening topic or an opening play, so to speak, that's designed to move the chains of the show forward. And that's exactly what we are about to do right here with First and 10. Are you guys ready? Let me know if you guys are ready in the chat. I gotta see you. Let me know if you are ready. Say, I'm ready, Rev. Type that in there, baby. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. What's good? People say they already smashed that like. Let me know if you're ready for First and 10. Well, guess what? Ready or not, here I come. First and 10, baby. It goes a little something like this. This is First and 10. We are number one after week one. After week one, there were some bad football games played, right? With some snooze fest games, namely, like, for instance, the Bucks and the Cowboys game or the Cowgirls game, which, by the way, I'm still baffled at how that game managed to secure more than 3 million views than the season opener, Bills at Rams. You guys let me know how that happened. But nevertheless, there was also some good football played with very entertaining games, such as the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Arizona Cardinals, where the Chiefs opened up a can of you-know-what on the Arizona Cardinals to the tune of 44-21 on the strong arm of Pat Mahomes, who finished the game with 360 yards passing and a whopping 5 touchdowns. Then there was the Mitchell Trubisky-led Pittsburgh Steelers sealing a victory against a divisional foe and the AFC Super Bowl representative Cincinnati Bengals that came down to the wire in a classic overtime thriller, baby. But, capital B-U-T, the best football performance, in my humble opinion, has to go, hands down, the best performance of the week goes to our beloved Buffalo Bills. No surprise there, right? I'm going to keep it honest. But today, this is the truth, man. You hear it from your man, Ref. After completely annihilating the defending Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams on the road to kick off the National Football League's 2022-2023 NFL season, all mouths were on the Bills from virtually every single national sports media outlet around the world. And after the epic performance that the Bills put on in their divisional round playoff showdown with the Chiefs last season, surprisingly, though, the Bills entered the offseason as not only the number one team in most NFL power rankings, but they found themselves in unfamiliar territory as the consensus team to win Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Now, if that was not enough pressure, the NFL schedule makers did them absolutely no favors by putting them against the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champion Rams, fresh off of their Super Bowl parade in Los Angeles to kick off the season. And boy, oh boy, did the Bills deliver. Their decisive, old-fashioned molly-whopping, to use a term that Steve Smith Senior used, of the Rams left absolutely, positively, no doubt to whether the Bills are for real. Now, obviously, let's kind of temper some expectations a little bit here. This was only week one of 17, and a lot can change between now and then. But another capital B-U-T. At this juncture in the season, the Buffalo Bills are unquestionably Look at me. Zoom in on me if you can. The Buffalo Bills are unquestionably the number one team in the NFL. But now, you don't have to take my word for it. You ain't got to take my word for it. You don't have to take my word for it because the entire national sports media, by and large, says the same thing. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but if you look it up, almost every sports media outlet that is out there, NFL, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo Sports, all of them, their power rankings, guess who's the number one team? The number one team in the National Football League. It is your, it is my, it is our beloved Buffalo Bills, baby. Number one. I said number one after week one. Now, does it mean they're going to be number one going forward? I don't know. But since I'm in my bag, I'm going to go ahead and say this. After week two, the Bills are still going to be number one. You heard it right here from your man, Rev. That was a first ever edition of First and 10, baby. First and 10 in the books. No. Guys, this game coming up, and I've got people coming here. Yo, Jeff Green says, Preach, Rev. Hey, man, you know, I'm going to do what it do, man. I'm going to do what it do. This game coming up, man, is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible, okay? Absolutely. No doubt. It's going to be a great game. But as we sit here and look at it, and we see the power rankings, and we see all of these national media outlets, these national sports media outlets putting the Buffalo Bills number one. You see, the Bills came into the offseason as the number one ranked team, and they solidified their place, their position after week one, after a defining win, a complete shellacking of the defending Super Bowl champion Rams, solidified their place on top of the NFL's mountain as number one of 32 NFL teams for now. But I believe it's going to continue going forward. But with, and hear me out now, with the odds makers in favor of the Buffalo Bills, you know what? You guys just might want to get in on the action, baby, before it's too late. What do you mean by that, Rev? Well, many people nowadays use several betting sites to place their bets. Well, guess what? We have a new sponsor. And that new sponsor is BetUS. And BetUS is our sporting book. But don't take my word for it. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Rev. Here's a quick word from our brand new sponsor, BetUS.
You've never experienced fantasy football quite like this. Unlike the other fantasy football platforms, Dynasty Owner uses real NFL salaries and salary cap, bench scoring, clutch scoring systems, and a variety of other options to make Dynasty Owner unlike any other fantasy football experience you've ever had. Do you have what it takes to be the best Dynasty Owner in the league? Download the Dynasty Owner app on the App Store or Google Play today to find out.
You better go ahead and download it right now. If you haven't already done it, go ahead and do it right now. Right now. And then use promo code BF125 as well. So now look at this. Moving on in the show, and do me this favor also. You see my thumbs up? That's for you guys to smash that like. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and smash that like. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I'm having fun tonight, guys. I'm having fun tonight. Are you ready for the main topic of the show tonight? The main topic of the show tonight. We are about to get in to the main topic of the show. and why I believe that the Buffalo Bills will easily destroy the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football at Highmark Stadium. But before I get into that, I want to hype you guys up a little bit more. I want to hype you guys because I'm not too sure that you guys are all the way up yet. But let me show you a little something just to hype you up a little bit more. I know that this may not be representative specifically of the Titans game, but let my man hype you up a little bit. Check this out.
He promised tomorrow, yo. What the f*** you going to do with your opportunity today? We got to hit in the mouth. You see how cocky these b****s are running? Man, f*** them. Man, f*** them, man. I'm tired of these b****s. It's the end of an era for the other night. The end of an f***ing era. Let's f***ing go. We hit, we strap, and we talk. Let's go.
Yo, let's go, baby. It's the end of an era. End of an era for the Patriots. We saw what happened. But guess what I'm saying? Guess what I'm saying? It's going to be the end of the Tennessee Titans as they march their faces down to Highmark Stadium in Buffalo, New York, Bay Orchard Park, New York, to be exact. And it ain't going to be the same. It ain't going to be the same. You guys know it. It is not going to be the same. My man All-Pro Poe is here to pump you up, man. You guys got to get revved up. You got to get hyped up. You know, it is the home opener for the Buffalo Bills. And you think for one second, it's going to be like it was last year when we lost the home opener to the Steelers? Abso-freaking-lutely not. It ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. All right? You heard it from me first. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. But this game cannot come any sooner. Why the Bills will easily, y'all said it, easily, I know how to spell, easily destroy the Titans on Monday Night Football. Listen at this. Let me tell you why. This Monday night showdown between the Titans and the Bills will be the fifth year in a row, ladies and gentlemen, that they've played each other. Can you believe that? It'll also be the third consecutive primetime match and the second straight year that they faced off on Monday Night Football. So what does that mean? What does that tell you? That tells you that it's quite clear that the NFL and its schedule makers are infatuated with this matchup, especially on primetime television, baby. Now, the last two face-offs have been at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. One on Monday Night Football last year in 2021, and the infamous, what I like to call, quote-unquote, COVID game back in 2020 on a Tuesday night where Josh Norman, God rest him, got stiff-armed into near retirement by Derrick Henry. Now, in both games, the Titans came out victorious. We got to give it to them, right? A 42-16 drubbing. Let's call it what it is. It was a 42-16 drubbing of the Bills in 2020 and a much closer contest last year that ended by a Josh Allen unfortunate slip on a 4th-and-1 attempt at the Titans' 3-yard line, giving the Titans the slight edge and the W as they won the game, 34-31. But now, after looking at the Bills' inability to defeat the Titans the past 2 years, why am I so confident that things will be much different this time around? Why am I so confident that it's going to be much different? Are you confident, Bills Mafia? If you're confident, let me know why you're confident as I hook my lips up with the Carmex. I need to know why you think you're so confident. Because I'm going to tell you why I'm so confident. Are you ready? I don't think y'all are ready. I don't think y'all are ready, man. I'm going to tell you why. Because I can't wait for y'all. I'm going to tell you why. I've got three simple words for you, okay? three simple words for you that describe why I believe and why I am so confident that things will be much different this time around. It is simple. This ain't that. Come on, baby. This ain't that. This Bills team ain't that Bills team that got embarrassed in 2020. You hear me? And this Bills team ain't that Bills team who narrowly lost last year at all. And I want to tell you something else, okay? And don't trip, okay? Don't trip. Don't trip at all. I'm telling you, this ain't that team, y'all. Say it with me. Put it in the chat. This ain't that. And if my words ain't enough, let me tell you, in the infamous words of my man, DJ Khaled, don't play yourself. Okay, don't play yourself. One, if you think that this Bills team is that Bills team that lost last year narrowly, you're playing yourself. If you think this Bills team was that Bills team who got whooped in 2020, 42-16 in a COVID year, you're playing yourself. This ain't that. Oh my goodness. This ain't that, ladies and gentlemen. This ain't that at all. At all. And it ain't gonna be close. I'm trying to say, yeah, man, there you go, Bobby. There you go. This ain't that, baby. This ain't that. My car, yeah, this ain't that. I'm trying to see if any Titans fans in here are talking trash. Y'all about to find out real quick. Real quick, baby. Are you out of your mind? I know you're not talking about it. Are you a Bills fan or are you a Titans fan? And then when they lose, y'all going to be crying. I hope you're not talking about the Bills losing. I hope you're not. Confirm that for me, Amar, whether or not you are a Titans fan or a Bills fan. I'm assuming that you're a Titans fan. I'm telling you right now. I ain't going to tell you, my man. DJ Khaled going to tell you. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Let me hurry up. This guy tripping for real. Titans gonna run him out of Orchard Park like we ran him out. What'd I tell you, man? Huh? What'd I tell you? I told you. Don't play yourself. I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be my new thing, man. Don't play yourself. Okay, you're gonna get played. Let me jump in here real quick and talk about why I think that this Bills team is gonna completely destroy the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. Are you ready? Because y'all got me fired up, man. I'm fired up already. Reason number one, as we're 47 minutes in, smash that like while you're at it. Reason number one as to why I believe that the Buffalo Bills are going to destroy the Titans easily on Monday Night Football. It's this right here, baby. This Bills team is built different. They built different, baby. They built different. In case you didn't know, this Bills team is, y'all about to make me stand up. This team is built different. And I spelled built B-I-L-L-T on purpose. Built different. Let me tell you, let me show you how they built different. Let me show you how. In 2021, I'm going to go through the depth chart a little bit, just a little bit. In 2021, the O-line in 2021 consisted of Deion Dawkins from left to right, Ike Bakker, Mitch Morse, Darrell Williams, Spencer Brown, with appearances by, as if they're like some little cameo, you know, rappers, with appearances by John Feliciano and Cordy Ford. Now, Feliciano got booted out. He ain't coming back. He's gone. Butt hurt, talking all that trash about the Buffalo Bills, blah, blah, blah. Now he's with the Giants. Whatever. He's out of here. Okay? Cody Ford got shipped to Arizona because he couldn't cut it. He's a starter in Arizona, but couldn't cut it. Couldn't even be a depth O-lineman with the Buffalo Bills and wasn't worth putting on the practice squad. Ike Bocker is still coming back from injury. Okay. Darrell Williams is nowhere to be found. I don't know where he is. If you guys can find him, let me know where he is. But to my knowledge, he's still a free agent sitting at the couch. He's not back with the Buffalo Bills, and I don't think he signed to any team. I don't know. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the offensive line was much different last year. We know the offensive line wasn't that good last year, by and large. Okay? And it was evident last year in our matchup against the Titans last year in 2021 because the Buffalo Bills O-line gave up 3 sacks to the Tennessee Titans. 2 going to Harold Landry, and the other one went to defensive tackle, who I like a lot, Jeffrey Simmons. But now, and y'all say, but now, put that in the chat, but now, baby, our O-line is completely different. And as the Buffalo Bills entered into the offseason, Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, made a concerted effort to improve this team in the trenches. Namely, number one, the offensive line. They didn't bring back John Feliciano. They didn't bring back Darrell Williams. Cody Ford got shipped out. He didn't make, couldn't cut it. And one of Brandon Bean's top priority free agent acquisitions this year, this offseason, was the man, former Tennessee Titan himself, Roger Saffold, baby. Roger Saffold gets inserted into the offensive line of the Buffalo Bills. But not only was it Saffold who got brought back, who came on board, but another offensive lineman who flashed last year and in fact proved himself to be one of the Not necessarily improved, but most valuable offensive linemen across the O-line last year was my man, Ryan Richard Bates, ladies and gentlemen, who came back to Buffalo after shopping himself around in the offseason, said, nah, Buffalo's a place I need to be. This team is built different. So now when you look across the offensive line, you have Pro Bowler Deion Dawkins, Pro Bowler All-Pro Roger Saffold, Mr. Consistency himself, underrated center Mitch Morse, Ryan Bates at right guard, and then the young gun who don't give a you know what, Spencer Brown, who will maul you through the dirt. That's just starting five. I ain't even gotten to the depth with my man Cressenberry, who came, oh, guess what, from Tennessee as well. We have got depth, but the offensive line this year ain't that, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't that. We're much stouter up front. Much stouter up front. But that wasn't the only addition that Sean McDermott and Brandon Beaton made across the offensive line last year, or this year, rather. They decided that enough was enough with the OG Bobby Johnson. He took off with Brian Daboll. Kudos to him. And we instead added a quality offensive line coach in Aaron Cromer, who has...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
A success and track history of success. Coaching, offensive line, talent. Super Bowl O-line coach, Aaron Cromer. And you know he had a stint with the Buffalo Bills back in 2015 and 2016. Don't get me fired up, baby. You know I'm preaching, man. I'm preaching it, baby. Aaron Cromer, underrated acquisition for the Buffalo Bills coaching staff. That man brings a pedigree. And let me give you a snippet of what took place the last time he was with the Buffalo Bills. In back-to-back years with the Bills, coaching the O-line. When we had Eric Wood, right? Pro Bowl center. And then we had Richie Incognito, Mr. Bully himself. Say what you want about his personality, but the man was a dog on the field. The Buffalo Bills had the number one rushing offense in back-to-back seasons under the coaching tutelage of Aaron Cromer. And now, back home in Buffalo, New York, with the Buffalo Bills, Aaron Cromer gets a chance to coach probably the best offensive line group he's had in his career. I said it. Call me biased, call me Homer, all you want. But I think it's true. This team ain't that team, ladies and gentlemen. Our O-line is different. Our O-line is different. You guys say it with me in the chat. Say our O-line is different because it is, baby. O-line is built different. Y'all ready for reason number two? I don't know if y'all are ready for number two. I don't know if y'all are ready for reason number two. If y'all are feeling this so far right now, do me this favor. Smash that like button. Smash it. Share this video with everybody that you know. All right. Comment in the chat. Comment in the video afterwards. And subscribe to the channel, baby. Subscribe to the channel. Moving along. As I finish putting this up here. Reason number two, why your man Rev believes fully that the Bills will easily destroy the Titans on Monday Night Football. Easily. Right here. An improved Bills running game. Improved Bills running game. Now, last year, when we look at last year's matchup, under Brian Daboll, who I gave a shout-out to earlier in the show, he either did not care to run the ball, okay, or he wasn't confident in running the ball with the guys he had on the field. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but nevertheless, he didn't run the ball much. And in last year's matchup against the Titans, we see that panning out, do we not? The Buffalo Bills last year, the rushing numbers against the Titans in that game, the Bills went for 23 carries for 82 yards on the ground. You say, that's pretty admirable. Well, no, it ain't admirable. Doggone it. It ain't admirable because that carry share was split between not one, not two, not three, but four separate Buffalo Bills players, two of which were not running backs, mind you. The two that were not running backs is Isaiah McKenzie. He had a one carry for 5 yards, okay? Probably on an in-and-around sweep or whatever the case may be. Josh Allen had 9 carries for 26 yards. And Josh Allen himself led the Bills' rushing attack in carries. He led them with 9 carries. Devin Singletary, my man Motor, only had 5 carries for 27 yards, but he averaged 5.4 yards per carry. And then Zach Moss had 8 carries as he typically finds himself at times, which I don't know why, getting more carries than Motor Singletary, but he does not produce as much. He was 8 for 24 with 3 yards per carry. Garbage. Absolute garbage. So the team in total averaged 3 yards, 3.6 yards per carry. Awful. Absolutely awful. And then we look at Josh Allen, his passing stats. He went 35 for 47. My man had 47 pass attempts against the Titans. Threw for 353 yards, threw all over the yard, right? He threw the ball all over the yard. Had 3 touchdowns in the air to 1 interception. With a QBR of 73.9 and a rating of 107.8. Looks good across the stat sheet, right? But 47 pass attempts is not good. Not good. Not good at all, in my humble opinion. Why do I think that Josh Allen throwing for 47 times compared to the running backs? Oh, my gosh. Let me see if I can add this up right. 17 carries altogether between Zach Moss and No, not even 17. 14 carries between Zach Moss and Devin Singletary together. That ain't going to cut it, ladies and gentlemen. That is not going to cut it. That's not balance. That's not balance. Because what that does is it puts the Buffalo Bills, it makes them very, 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 what's the word I'm looking for? One-dimensional. There you go. It makes them very one-dimensional. And you need to be balanced across the board. You just need to be balanced because you want to keep the defense on their toes. Right? But this year now, we have an improved running game. An improved running game. Now, I'm not saying that Devin Singletary is Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying that Devin Singletary is Derrick Henry. I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that Devin Singletary is Christian McCaffrey. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that this man right here is RB1. As my man Pierre, the Kingpin, baby, would say, Devin Singletary, Motor, RB1. RB1. He just produces. Whenever you give him the ball, he just produces. He makes the most out of what he gets. And when you look at what happened against the Rams, okay, granted, they didn't run a whole lot. They didn't run a whole lot against the Rams. Devin Singletary went 8 for 48 yards. He said, "Rev, that's not good at all." I get it. It's not enough attempts, but we won the game 31-10, 21-point defeat. I mean, victory, right? But my point is this: Motor at 8 attempts for 48 yards averaged 6 yards a carry. 6 yards a carry. The guy just does the most, man. He gets the most out of it. And so what I'm saying is this. If Ken Dorsey, depending upon how he decides to coach this game, if Ken Dorsey decides to run the ball this game, oh, you better believe it's going to be much different than it was last year. Better believe that. Because Motor Singletary, behind this O-line, ain't the same Motor Singletary as we've seen in years past behind an O-line that's not as good running the ball as they are this year. We've said it before that Motor Singletary, if he had the chance to run up behind a better and an improved offensive line, look out. Look out. He had over 800 yards rushing last year behind that O-line. Behind that O-line. And for me, it's hard not to believe that this guy right here, in a contract season, behind an improved O-line, Roger Saffold, Ryan Bates, Mitch Morse, Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, is not going to be able to have success, especially against the Tennessee Titans. All we need, baby, we don't need Motor to run for 100 yards. Though if he does, it's a game over. No doubt. But what we need is consistency and efficiency in the ground game. So that way we can remain balanced across the entire offensive game plan, putting the Tennessee Titans defense on their heels. They don't know what to defend. And are you going to try to devote all of our attention to stopping Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and their weapons? Or are we going to load the box? You know they ain't going to load the box because they don't believe in the run game. Nobody really believes in a run game. So you can already expect them to try to shut the passing game down. That ain't going to happen either because Josh Allen's still going to torch y'all like he did last year. He's going to torch you. But the difference is when you guys run that shell, when you guys try to force the Bills to run the ball, oh, you better believe we can run that rock. If the Bills can be balanced, sayonara. See you later, Tennessee. See you later. Is somebody talking trash? Titans still don't have a ground game. Nothing has really changed in New York. Okay. Here you go. I've got to give some love. All right, Titans come in here saying, yo, still don't have a ground game. Nothing has really changed in my eyes. Well, be that as it may, Titans Rossi, be that as it may, you're about to find out. Because as I said, Motor ain't Henry. He ain't Saquon Barkley. He ain't CMC. He ain't none of them guys. But he's RB1. And behind this revamped offensive line, we can run the ball when we need to run the ball. And that's all that matters. So you guys watch out. Do what you got to do. Try to stop Diggs. Try to stop Gabe Davis, who, by the way, Gabe Davis is proving himself to be a superstar in the making. Gabe Davis is on the brink of superstardom. That man right there is somebody that y'all better watch out for. You see, last year we had Emmanuel Sanders, and he went off. Last year, at 30-plus years old, went 5-for-91 against y'all. Cole Beasley, 7-for-88 in a touchdown. Both are not on the team right now. Both, one retired, one is still looking for work. You know what I'm saying? You got Gabe Davis. Last year he went 2-for-25, but he was behind Sanders and Beasley. Now, as a clear-cut number two in this offense, that man he's here. He's ready to show out. We saw what he did against the Rams opening. Did y'all see it, Titans? Did y'all see it? I don't know. Maybe y'all missed it or not. Let me refresh your memory. Gabe Davis on 5 targets, 4 receptions, 88 yards, 1 touchdown, averaging 22 yards per reception. I told y'all, Gabe Davis is that man. He's that man. Over the past 2 years alone, he's averaged over 15 yards per catch. This year, 22? Are you kidding me? Who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop him? Come on, Titans fans. Y'all up in here. Where y'all at? Who's going to stop Gabe Davis? Who's going to stop him? It ain't going to happen. I'm telling you right now. It ain't going to happen. Okay? Stephon Diggs, you ain't stopping him either. Stephon Diggs went off last week on 9 targets, 8 receptions, 122 yards, 122, 1 touchdown, 15.3 yards per reception. It's going to be a long night for you guys. So you can try all you want to stop the Bills' aerial attack. But I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening, man. I don't see it happening. And while I'm on this topic, I might as well jump in to reason number 3. As we are an hour and some change into the show. Y'all enjoying yourself? Let me get a thumbs up in the chat or a fire emoji in the chat. No, matter of fact, if y'all enjoying yourselves tonight, say preach, ref. Preach, ref. Come on now. Reason number three as to why I believe the Buffalo Bills will utterly and easily destroy the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I might just leave it as this. I might just leave it right here. You ready? And this is straight Ebonics. This is not English whatsoever. You ready? Here it is. Reason number three as to why I believe that the Buffalo Bills will destroy easily the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football is because the Titans ain't got A.J. Brown. Y'all ain't got A.J. Brown. I told you it wasn't perfectly English. It's going to be Ebonics. The Titans ain't got A.J. Brown. They ain't got him. Last year, you guys had A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, okay? Came off of injury, if I'm not mistaken. You guys are fully healthy when you came in to play the Bills. Julio Jones he's not on your team no more. He with Brady in Tampa Bay. Looking young and spry. Looks like that TB12 is helping him out. A.J. Brown is in Philly catching passes from Jalen Hurts. So y'all ain't got them two guys no more. Namely, A.J. Brown, who went off last year, 7 for 91, averaging 13 yards per reception. Didn't score a touchdown because Derrick Henry did his thing, granted. But nonetheless, you ain't got him because the key to you guys is that we know that the offense of the Tennessee Titans is surrounded. The entire offense of the Tennessee Titans is based around Derrick Henry running the ball. But not only Henry running the ball, it's that play action. It's that play action, baby, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all in here, let me know. Play action, right? Am I right? Am I right? Titans, Rossi, or whatever your name is, right? Play action game, Ryan Tannehill, okay? Who's your threat, though? Who's going to make Christian Benford or Dane Jackson or Kaya Elam, you know what I'm saying, or my man Tremaine Edmonds, you know, jump up or look in the backfield? Who are they going to be afraid of back there? In your play action game. But A.J. Brown is not there. Who? Because you see that play action game worked when people paid attention to Derrick Henry and you guys had weapons behind him, right? In A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. But y'all ain't got that no more. So now the Buffalo Bills can focus all of their attention on shutting down Derrick Henry because you ain't got nobody that scares us throwing the ball. Robert Woods? Come on, man. I love Robert Woods. I love him. I ain't gonna lie. I like Robert Woods. Loved him on the Bills. Still loved him, man. Thought that guy's a phenomenal wide receiver. But come on. Like, at this stage of his career, I'm not scared of him. I'm just not scared of him. Because what did he do? You guys let me know. What did Robert Woods do against the Giants? Tell me. What did he do? What did Robert Woods do against the Giants? You're taking too long. Absolutely nothing. That's what he did. Absolutely nothing. He went for two targets. He went one reception for 13 yards. That's it. Nothing else. Finito after that. One reception for 13 yards. And that is your number one wide receiver. Treylon Burks, rookie. What did he do? He did better. Five targets. He went three receptions for 55 yards. That's all y'all got? An aging Robert Woods and a rookie Treylon Burks. Going against the number one defense in the National Football League last year who just got better. And you ain't got no weapons besides Derrick Henry. And you expect us to be afraid of that? Man, I told y'all I told y'all, Tennessee Titans fans, don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Why, Rev? Why? Why don't play? Why? 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 I told y'all why. I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to tell you again. Because this ain't that, baby. Come on now. This ain't that. This ain't that, baby. This ain't that. Y'all going to find out. Y'all going to find. I'm going to let y'all in here. Y'all only here one talk. Talk trash. Talk all you want to. But I'm telling you right now, this ain't that. You have no. Who are we afraid of? Derrick Henry. Okay. Derrick Henry. Well, first of all, we ain't afraid of nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because you put your pants on one leg at a time, just like we do. Ain't nobody afraid of nobody. But let me tell you reason number four. Reason number four. Reason number four as to why I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the Buffalo Bills are going to easily destroy and dismantle the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. Number four. It's because. You ready? Are you ready? This Bills D-line is nasty. This Bills defensive line is nasty. Nasty. They nasty like Janet Jackson nasty. You know what I'm saying? They that nasty with it. Okay? I know it's one game, but you know, you saw what happened. They filthy with it. They filthy. Let's go back in time. Last year against the Titans in our matchup, what happened? Derrick Henry went off. 20 carries. 143. Averaging 7.2 yards per carry. 3 touchdowns. King Henry was crowned last year in Nashville against the Bills. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. But let me also remind you who was across the defensive line. Rookie defensive end, Greg Rousseau, number one. Ed Oliver, number two. Which I ain't talking about. He's good. No doubt about it. Starla Tulele. Harrison Phillips. Jerry Hughes. Mario Addison. Justin Zimmer. That's about it. That's about it. Ladies and gentlemen, what type of defensive line is that? And how can you expect a defensive line like that to stop the likes of Derrick Henry? We all know that the Buffalo Bills' weakness in years past has been their inability to stop the run consistently when facing opponents who have a legit rushing attack. We saw it against the Titans, and we saw it against the Colts, and we also saw it against the Patriots. No need to hide it. No, right? No need to hide from it. It is what it was, or it was what it was, whatever, however you want to say it. Okay? But, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep on saying it. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. Because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, not only did Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean make a concerted effort to improve the offensive line, they made another concerted effort to improve the defensive line. They went all out in the trenches, in case you didn't know. All out in the trenches. So we're bringing back second-year defensive end Greg Rousseau. Greg Rousseau, Groot, a.k.a. Groot, my man with pterodactyl arms, 6'7", 270 pounds, came back this offseason and gained a lot of weight, yoked up, still growing into his man bod. Greg Rousseau, who played very good for a rookie last year. We're bringing back my man Ed Oliver, who is on his fifth-year option right now. Then, we got rid of Jerry Hughes. Let him walk. Appreciate everything that Jerry Hughes did for us in the Bills. I think the longest tenured Buffalo Bill defensive lineman on the team last year. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let Mario Addison walk. Didn't bring back Justin Zimmer, right? No more F.A. Abada, none of them guys. Starla Tulele, see you later. Them dudes ain't there no more. So what did Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean do this offseason? They went ahead and did something incredible. They brought back Jordan Phillips, who went on and got the bag in Arizona. Right? He got the bag in Arizona. But when you look at his stats, the last time he was with the Buffalo Bills, the last time Jordan Phillips was with the Buffalo Bills, I do declare my man led the team in sacks with 9.5 sacks. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, had 9.5 sacks. Come on back, Jordan Phillips. Come on back to Buffalo. Let's eat. You got your bag. Let's go and put a ring on top of it. Jordan Phillips comes back. We also brought back Shaq Lawson, right? Shaq Lawson joins the team again. He got his bag in Miami, right? You know what I'm saying? Went to New York with the Jets. Didn't do nothing. But came back to Buffalo. Why? Why did Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott bring these two guys back to Buffalo? Because they excel in this scheme. They excel, as Sean McDermott said, this environment. They know the defense, and they played well with it. Jordan Phillips led the team in sacks, got the bag, right? Shaq Lawson had, I think, a career year in Buffalo. In his contract year, got the bag. In this same scheme, come on back, man. You got your money. Now let's get a ring on top of that. You said, Rev, is that all you got? You think? Absolutely not. Then what Brandon Bean went on and did in free agency, in addition to them two guys, is he said, you know what? I need to shore up the interior of my defensive line because I'm tired of these guys running the ball through the middle, up the gut. I told you already, Derrick Henry did it. Jonathan Taylor, who's my running back in fantasy, by the way, did it. Damien Harris and the Patriots did it. Brandon Bean's like, nah, you ain't going to do it no more. No more, right? Yeah, I said mo, not more, more. Mo, no mo. He went out in free agency, signed who? Daquan Jones. You say, Daquan who? You know who Daquan, don't act like that. Daquan Jones, big man. Didn't he play with y'all, Tennessee? Yeah, you know him well. Daquan Jones, big man, interior, one tech. Ain't moving him, okay? But that wasn't enough. Then they brought in my man, who is completely underrated, Tim Settle from the Washington Commanders. Tim Settle, baby, who I absolutely love, okay? And did not have the opportunity to really play a whole lot in Washington because Washington, credit to themselves, I mean, I guess by losing, right, so much, they've managed to secure themselves 4 first-round defensive linemen, okay? And so it was hard for Tim Settle to get on the field when you got 4 first-round defensive linemen across the board. But Tim Settle ain't no slouch. He ain't no slouch. If you think he's a slouch, ask Quentin Nelson if he's a slouch. Oh, you forgot? You didn't say? Oh, you didn't see that in preseason? You say, oh, right, that's preseason. It don't matter. He was out there. Quentin Nelson was out there getting completely bulldozed and abused by Tim Settle, pushed back into the lap of Matt Ryan. You saw it tossed like he was a rag doll. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. And you think for 1 second that Henry's going to run? No, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Bobby Glean coming through with the super chat. Bobby, much appreciated. He says, yo, I have so much respect for our management from head coach to GM. They understand what we have in regards to our depth, and they knew there was a need to rush Trey. I think you mean there was no need to rush Trey. Any other organization would have rushed his comeback. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Any other organization would have rushed the comeback of Trey White. But not this one. We ain't rushing him back. He's in the stall. He's getting ready, getting fully healthy. And when he comes back, oh my gosh, it's a wrap. You better get ready. He better get ready. But the defensive line of the Buffalo Bills is much improved. Daquan Jones, Tim Settle, Jordan Phillips, Shaq Lawson. Right? But I got to save the best for last, man. Y'all got to save the best for last. The Buffalo Bills, if that was not enough, secured one of the best pass-rushing defensive ends in the National Football League, who, when he retires, will be a Hall of Famer. And Von Miller, pass-rush extraordinaire. No need for me to even pull up his credentials. You guys already know it. You guys already know the deal. Von Miller. So now you have a completely revamped defensive line. Completely revamped defensive line. Greg Rousseau. Daquan Jones. Ed Oliver. Von Miller. That's just the first wave. First wave, baby. Boogie Basham. Tim Settle. Right? Jordan Phillips. AJ Epinesa. It's the second wave. You guys ain't ready for it. You guys ain't ready for it. I'm telling you right now. And if you think I'm lying, ask the Los Angeles Rams about this Bills defensive line. Ask the Los Angeles Rams about this Bills defensive attack that managed to sack these guys. Seven times without blitzing a single time. Now, if that's not defensive perfection, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. That is what Leslie Frazier has been wanting to do for so long. Rush four, drop the rest in coverage as we play our 4-2-5, the majority nickel. Get home with the four so we don't have to blitz. I hope your O-line is ready because we coming. We coming. We coming. Derrick Henry ain't running for it like he did. That ain't happening. It ain't happening. Good luck trying to run up a gut against Daquan Jones, Tim Settle, Jordan Phillips, who all three of them well over three Bills. And Ryan Tannehill, you guys might see Malik Willis a lot sooner than maybe you anticipate. I'm gonna tell you right now, because Ryan Tannehill gonna be running for his life. Okay, so look. When I look at that, when I look at just those four reasons right there, at just those four reasons, okay? The Bills team is built different, right? They built different. We saw that as number one. Improved run game. The Titans ain't got A.J. Brown no more. And the Bills defensive line is absolutely filthy. They nasty. How are you going to beat the Bills? Unless the Bills beat themselves. You Tennessee Titans fans in here in the chat, you guys let me know, how is that going to happen? Huh? When all attention is going to go to Derrick Henry, we ain't scared of Robert Woods. We're not afraid of a rookie. We got Dane Jackson, Christian Benford, Teron Johnson, and two all-pro safeties and Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde behind. What's going to happen? Without the Bills shooting themselves in the foot, and you think that the Bills are going to have, four turnovers this game like they did against the Rams? The Bills, I should have put that number five. The Bills just annihilated the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champions, who you guys are not, by 21 points with four turnovers. And if we shore up the turnover game in our home stadium, in the Buffalo Bills home opener revenge game, against the Titans, you guys are going to go home early. Okay. Y'all going to go home early. I'm saying the game is going to be just about put out by half. Halftime is going to look gross. It's going to be gross. Okay. It's going to be just that bad. Just that bad. I told you. Don't play yourself. Okay. I know Tennessee Titans fans, y'all may be excited, right? Okay. But I don't know what you have to be excited about. I mean, y'all lost to the Giants, for crying out loud. And you look terrible. You look terrible. So I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what you guys are gonna do. I don't know what you guys are gonna do. You tell me. But I see a Bills dub. A Bills dub. And speaking of Bills dubs, let me give you my keys to big dubs. Here's my keys to big dubs by the Buffalo Bills. Number one. Protect Josh Allen. That's it. Protect Josh Allen. Okay? And by protect Josh Allen, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Look out for Jeffrey Simmons. That guy's he's a monster. I'll give him that. He's a monster defensive tackle. Okay? Josh Allen needs to be protected. If he's protected, he's going to do what he does. He's going to slice and dice all up the field all game long. 4 quarters, 60 minutes, baby. Get ready for it. Okay? That's number one. Number two, we need to have a balanced attack. We need to have a balanced attack, okay? Against the Rams, let me check this out. Against the Rams, and I want to pull up the stats real quickly. Against the Rams, let me see here. I think Josh Allen, because there was incredible balance across this game. Incredible balance. Absolutely. Josh Allen went 26 for 31. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It's not going to happen again, okay, in terms of the interceptions. That ain't happening, okay? But he went 26 for 31 attempts. 31 attempts, okay, to their 25 rushing attempts. Now, in my opinion, that is a recipe for success. That's kind of where the Bills need to be, that balance. I'm not saying that Josh Allen can't handle no more than 30 passing attempts a game. We all know he can. We all know he can. But if the Bills are balanced, without having to rely solely on Josh Allen throwing the ball up and down the field all game long, which he probably will anyway, mix up the pass with the rush, and for crying out loud, like my man Jeff King said earlier in the game, like Jeff King said earlier, yo, get rid of Zach Moss. Stop giving the ball to Zach Moss. Let Devin Singletary carry the load. Let him carry the load. But if we can mix up the run with the passing game, that's key number two to Big Dub. We're going to be almost impossible to beat. Almost impossible to beat. And then key number three, obviously, stop Derrick Henry. It's going to be a four-quarter dog fight. Stopping Derrick Henry, we all know he likes to get going later in the game. But if we stop Derrick Henry, which I fully anticipate us doing, especially with his revamped defensive line, big dubs are in store for your beloved Buffalo Bills, baby. Get ready for the boys, Bills Mafia. Get ready for it, man. Get ready for it. And I'm going to tell you something. As I close out the show, this is an hour and 30 minutes into the show. I've got 160 of y'all in here. Smash that like before we head on out. Before we go, I've got one last thing to say. Okay? One last segment. It's called Let the Church Say Amen. Let the Church Say Amen. I need you guys to holler back at your boy. Okay? Holler back at your boy. It's my final sermon. Bills Mafia. It's been a long time coming. The past couple of years, the Buffalo Bills have seen the Tennessee Titans. We have been on the losing end of the spectrum. In 2020 against the Tennessee Titans in the COVID season, the COVID game that was pushed back, the Bills didn't want no part of that COVID-infested team. We wanted absolutely no parts of that. And we showed ourselves. We showed it. We proved it. Because we had a game against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's around the corner. We wanted no parts of that game. I'm not making any excuses. It is what it is. We lost by quite a bit. 2021, the Bills again play the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, Tennessee. The game comes down in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen, fourth down play, the goal line. I think it was the 3-yard line. If not for a Josh Allen slip, the Bills would have been victorious. But that did not happen. Kudos to Jeffrey Simmons. He did read the play well. Broke through there, disrupted it. But the Bills lost. But as I mentioned before, this ain't that. This team ain't the same team that gave up 153 yards to Derrick Henry last year on 3 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. This ain't the same team that you can expect to just roll over in the run game. This ain't the same team that got destroyed by the Jonathan Taylor-led Indianapolis Colts running all over us. This ain't the same team that got embarrassed by the New England Patriots in that crazy, ridiculous winter storm hurricane of a game when they ran the ball down our throats all game, literally. This team is built different. Ain't the same. Roster-wise, not the same. Mentality-wise, not the same. You see what it is. You saw what happened week one against the defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams in their stadium while they're raising the Super Bowl banner, thinking they're going to come in here and beat us. Think that's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. 4 turnovers. Bills still beat them by 21. Now what? Across almost every national sports media outlet, the Buffalo Bills are the number one ranked team in the NFL. And we proved it in week one. And the Bills are just getting warmed up. The stampede is just getting started. The wagons are just about to be circled. Week two, Monday night football matchup. The Titans finally bring their tails to Buffalo to play the red hot Super Bowl favorite Buffalo Bills. And we ain't backing down from that at all. We fully embrace it. And you think for one cotton picking second that in the Bills home opener, we're going to let you guys come into town and run all over us and beat us like you had before. You got another thing coming because this team ain't that. And y'all ain't that same team either. Let me talk to the Giants. My man, Brian Daboll, getting it on. Y'all, yeah. What happened, Tennessee? What happened? You ain't got A.J. Brown no more. No more Julio Jones. I can't wait. I cannot wait for this game. And I am going to be here post-game waiting with all the Fanatics behind me, all of Bills Mafia behind me, waiting for you Tennessee Titans fans to hop on the live stream and talk that talk like you've been talking after we easily destroy the Titans on Monday Night Football. And let the church say, amen. My brothers and sisters, it has been another phenomenal, fantastic game. Another fantastic show, in my opinion. Do me this favor. Smash that like as we're wrapping this thing on up. And subscribe to the channel. Go to www.supportbf.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. Follow us everywhere. Stay locked and loaded, baby. Stay locked and loaded to this team this year because it is going to be an incredible ride, Bills Mafia. Incredible ride. This is just getting started. We are just getting started. And I need you guys to stay tuned. Don't go nowhere else. Don't go to no other channel, no other network. You stay locked right here to the Buffalo Fanatics Network. You watch out. Friday night, My man Rico coming through Friday night. You already know how it is. Rico Report Friday Night Live, baby. This weekend, Saturday, you get ready because you know we hitting them spaces on Twitter. My man Kev Syracuse, Kev Vaughn, Evan Harrington, the rest of the crew, hitting them Twitter spaces, baby. So stay right there because we're going to get ready for it. Sunday, we get to chill and relax, watch some football. But you better get ready for Monday night football. My man Z-Bot, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he's going to have a show earlier. Maybe he's going to have a pregame show. I don't know what he's going to do, but you better stay locked and loaded, my man Z-Bot. Smoke break. Rico, Rated Rev. We're bringing you the best in Buffalo Bills content across the net. You already know what time it is, baby. But until then, it's your man, Rated Rev. I will see you again next week. Same time, same place, same channel. You keep it locked. The Buffalo Fanatics Network, baby. And get ready for Big Dubs Monday Night Football as the Buffalo Bills destroy the Tennessee Titans easily. Piece of cake. You'll see it. It's going down, baby. Grace and peace to you guys. And as always, number one, don't play yourself. And number two, go Bills.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.